So how would you like to begin using the most powerful energy in the world for manifesting whatever you desire to manifest, a relationship, money, success, happiness, better health? You can have it all. You have no limits and you have no boundaries.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets, and I am Robert Zink, your miracle mentor and alchemy success coach. And today on our podcast, we have Agni Lecoq, and Agni was with us at Manifest Your Perfect Destiny in Sedona, Arizona, and she just literally blew the place down. I mean, people were excited to have her there. She is an inspiration. And we're going to talk a little bit about gratitude today and how you can start using gratitude as almost, Agni, almost a secret weapon to start manifesting what you desire.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Robert. Thank you for having me here. It can seem a very, very simple tool, but it's actually a very powerful tool. And I think it's a lot of us, we underestimate the true power that the gratitude holds.
Yeah, I think so. I think that gratitude is extremely powerful. And what happens is that people, they think it's so simple that they eliminate it. And they spend more time into feeling bad for themselves. How am I ever going to get the money? How am I ever going to get my ex back? How am I ever going to get feeling better? Rather than focusing on optimistic thoughts that literally turn their energy field around. I mean, isn't it true that your frequency, whatever frequency you vibrate at, has to match whatever it is you're attracting?
Absolutely, Robert. And gratitude is actually appreciation for what a person receives, whether it's tangible or not. So people, when they are in the state you have just described, you know, when they're chasing, when they feel the lack, when they feel the need, gratitude is a super powerful tool to do what we call to break the state, right? So gratitude helps us to shift from that state of chasing into the state of receiving. And if we desire to manifest something, we have to be in the state of receiving.
Right. And a lot of people are under the impression that the harder they chase, the more they're manifesting. It's really the opposite, isn't it?
It is. We have to be in that beautiful state of I am and in the state of receiving, like I've just mentioned. And so what the gratitude does, it actually takes your attention of everything that you don't have, of everything that you're not or you have not, and it actually places our focus and it places our attention on everything that is already present in our life. So now we shift into that beautiful state of I am, which is a state of receiving.
Right. Never thought of it that way. In gratitude helps you shift into that state of I am. So there are three basic types of gratitude. There's the gratitude of the past. You're grateful for your family. You're grateful that you've always had food on the table. You're grateful for your parents, for your brother and sister, and you can just keep on going from there. Grateful for classmates that you grew up with, grateful for friends. Even that kind of gratitude keeps you in a positive state. Because if you're focusing on how grateful you are for all the wonderful holidays that you celebrated with your family and your friends, if you're focusing on that, you can't have a negative thought at the same time, can you?
No, you cannot. And it has been proved, you know, by researchers. They said that your brain cannot be in the state of fear and gratitude at the same time, right? It can alter. You can alter between the two states. But if you place your attention on gratitude, then the fear really dissolves.
Perfect. Perfect. Now, the second kind of gratitude is present tense gratitude. I'm grateful for our sound recording room here. I'm grateful for my home. I'm grateful for you being here. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for this table. I'm grateful for the microphones. I'm grateful for the audience that's listening to us right now. And I don't think correct me if you think I'm wrong, I don't think there's a limit on the number of things you can be grateful for when it comes to present tense gratitude.
Oh, we have so many things to be grateful for. But again, gratitude is actually a habit. I like calling it a habit. And you can really train your mind, you know, where you will place your focus on. So you always have a choice. Again, you can choose to focus on lack or absence, something that is missing in your life. We can always focus on the things that are already present in your life.
Right. And you have so much present in your life. And here's the thing again. Maybe there's something that you really want badly. There's something you really desire in your life. But the more you focus on that, I'm not saying you can't do intentions and use techniques, but the more you focus on that and on that lack, you create a lack mentality. And that attracts more of the same. It attracts more lack into your life. And so when you are in a state of gratitude, here's what I think is important. You need to have a list of about 10 things that you're grateful for, past and present. We'll get into future tense gratitude in a minute, but at least past and present that are really important to you that you're grateful for. And you need to think about those every time you start to feel negative.
Yeah, every time you start spiraling down, just remind yourself, you know, about the things that you have on your list that will help you again to shift into that beautiful state of appreciation.
Right. Now, future tense gratitude. So a lot of people never think about this, but you can be grateful for all the things that haven't come into your life physically yet in the 3D world, but are coming into your life because you're certain of it.
Yeah, that's the secret. And that's how I use, well, it's part of my gratitude, let's say manifesting ritual. It's actually focusing on the things that are coming into your life and that's the things that you desire to manifest. The thing is that we as human beings, and, you know, it's only human beings that can do that. You can actually bring up an emotion in your mind, in your heart, and actually feel into it. And part of your brain actually does not know that this is not happening, that this is not real.
Right.
And that's exactly, you know, how we manifest things.
Yeah, then the universe or the quantum field begins to reflect back to you what you desire, because you have created a frequency and it matches that frequency. The universe always matches your frequency, high flyers. Always. Whatever you're putting out is what it is sending back into your life. You know, you heard the old saying, Agnea, the rich just keep getting richer.
Oh, absolutely. And the poor get poorer.
You're right. And there's a lot of truth to that, because the rich think like rich people think. And poor people think like poor people think. And poor people vibrate at a frequency of poverty and vice versa. Gratitude breaks that. It snaps that, and it allows you to think about, okay, I desire a new house on a lake. I see that house in my mind. I'm so grateful for that house coming into my life. It's already present. Now, if you get into the study of quantum mechanics, you know that there are a number of timelines theorized, almost an infinite number of timelines. Yes. And in one of those timelines, you are living comfortably in that big house on the lake. The more you become grateful for it, the more you draw that timeline into the timelines begin to merge. That timeline and your timeline begin to merge. And the next thing you know, you wake up one morning going, wow, I love my new home. I love getting up and looking out at the lake. That kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, another saying goes, what you appreciate appreciates. So you always attract more of what you feel. And again, gratitude is, to me, it's a frequency of abundance.
What about healing though? Can you do the same thing with healing? I'm grateful that I have better vision. I'm grateful that my heart is operating more effectively. I'm grateful that the cancer is rescinding in my body.
Mm-hmm. So to me, you know, there's no limits. There are no limits actually to in what area of your life you're going to be using gratitude. And health, you know, absolutely is one of them, because now you're talking to your body on the subconscious level and you're actually activating the healing that you need.
Perfect. Well, this has been exciting. High flyers, if you are not incorporating gratitude into your life on a regular basis, what are some easy ways to begin incorporating gratitude? My favorite is to write down 10 things that are really, that you're really grateful for. And when you start to have those low moments, those negative thoughts, those doubts, those fears, those worries, pull out that piece of paper out of your pocket and go right to it. But what are some other ways?
Oh, there are a lot of ways, and I'm just going to share, well, the ones that I enjoy a lot. So I love doing gratitude scripting, because now we're combining two powerful tools. We're combining the frequency of abundance and receiving with scripting. So what I would do, I have my gratitude log, because again, we don't always maybe, you know, if we are feeling sad, you know, and something has happened, it's not always easy to find those things that you're grateful for. So, you know, I have my gratitude abundance log where I write down all the things that happened to me throughout my day. You know, well, sometimes, you know, I might skip a day or two. But if I need inspiration, you know, if I'm in that lower vibrational state, all I need to do is to take my gratitude journal open and, you know, read all the great things that have already happened to me. And that, like, I need a few minutes to shift my state. And, you know, 5 minutes later, I have tears streaming down my face because I'm so grateful for my life.
That's perfect. I couldn't say that any better. High flyers, if you really want to get serious about changing your life and taking your life to the next level, gratitude on a daily basis, particularly in the morning as you wake up, or as you fall asleep. I know I get up in the morning, I've got so much going on, I don't always get to gratitude in the morning, but I never miss gratitude as I'm falling asleep. And sometimes my mind will go back and I'll remember something like when I was 3 or 4 years old, and I'll be grateful for my dog, Fritzy, you know.
Beautiful.
Or, you know, I'll be grateful for, you know, my great-grandma, who I only knew for a little bit. But I will go back to that state, and that's the state I fall asleep in. And that helps keep me at a higher vibration in a better state of consciousness and allows me to attract what I desire. This is your gratitude is your secret weapon.
It is, and it's your secret tool to manifest anything and everything that you desire.
Perfect. Perfect. Everything you desire. So, Agnes, you had one other thing you wanted to mention that's very important. Go ahead.
I think it's important that you make gratitude something, not something that you do, but it becomes a part of who you are. And that's really the true secret of practicing your gratitude, right? So it's just like I do 5 minutes of scripting and I say, oh, okay, I'm grateful for my food and this and that. I think it's really powerful when gratitude becomes part of who you are. And so, you know, then you no longer go throughout your day kind of checked out on autopilot. You notice all the small things, whether it's a smile from a stranger, whether it's a beautiful sunset, you know, whatever that is. And I think that just magically transforms your energy field. And again, to me, it's a habit that you cultivate. So the more you're gonna make gratitude part of your life, the more powerful as manifester you will become.
So thank you so much, Agnes, for being here. And if you want to talk with her about a coaching program or working with her, she's situated in Switzerland. So she's servicing people who live primarily in Europe, though she does have American clients. And you can simply write to Law of Attraction Solutions @gmail.com and say, hey, I really liked her energy. I'd like to work with her. Either way, I think you should claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy success coaching and find out what a mentoring program can mean for your life. I mean, it's free. You've got nothing to lose. Visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. By the way, want to remind you of one other thing. We had an incredible weekend in Sedona, and I think we have recommitted to this podcast. And so you're going to hear this podcast up either with my voice or Agna or Rachel or Sheena or one of our other people. And we're going to try to keep this podcast more alive, more vibrant than ever before in 2023. You have a great day. Thank you, Agna.
Thank you for having me today, Robert. I'm absolutely grateful.
You have a great day because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.